Psalm 90, verse 1. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Fellow redeemed in Christ. When I was a boy, my dad taught me the phrase tempus fugit. Tempus fugit is Latin for time flies, though a more literal rendering is time flees. Fugit is related to our English word fugitive. So time is a fugitive, a bandit, an escapee. Time runs away, and eventually runs out. Mark, Dad said, shaking his head wistfully, Mark, one day you're young, and the next day you're old, and the older you are, the faster time flies. Just wait. You'll see. I waited. And I've seen. Dad, you were right. Tempus fugit. The years have flown by in a blinding blur. I don't know where they went or what I did with them. Perhaps some of you have had the same experience. It may be a particular birthday or a high school reunion or an old photograph in the Lance yearbook, or strolling through a cemetery, but eventually the recognition, time flies. There's more time behind me now than still lies ahead. Moses likely wrote Psalm 90 near the end of his life. And as an old man, Moses did what old men often do. He reflected. He reflected on his life. He reflected on the sad history of the Israelites. And he reflected on the brevity of human existence. In fact, he described a human lifespan as the length of a brief nap, as if it were grass that grows up in the morning and is cut down that same evening. He wrote in one place in Psalm 90 that the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength they are 80, even then their boast is only labor and sorrow, and they soon pass away. Much of what Moses wrote in Psalm 90 about the human existence could be summarized just in two simple sentences. Life is short, and life is hard. But for that very reason, Moses in Psalm 90 also provided the one and only solution to the human condition, namely, the one and only true God. He said, Lord, you, and no one else, you are our dwelling place in all generations. What is a dwelling place? Dwelling place is where we stay. Dwelling place is where we live. Dwelling place is home. And Moses used that beautiful picture, home, to teach us that when we finite human beings dwell in the eternal God by faith in Christ, then we have life of eternal proportion, true life, true hope, true peace, true salvation. So what does it mean to have God as a dwelling place? Well, first, when we dwell in God, we're dwelling in the right place. Our hopes for salvation and peace and comfort and joy are all in the right place. Because only of God can it be said, Romans 9:33, that whoever trusts in him, specifically whoever trusts in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, will never, ever be put to shame. Can the same be said of anyone or anything else? But sadly, there are so many people in this life who take refuge in other dwelling places. They think things like money will make me happy, or fame will make me happy, or revenge will make me happy, or infidelity will make me happy, or drugs and alcohol will make me happy. No, they won't. They may tease and tempt and numb and eventually destroy, but they will never make you or anyone else truly happy. Moses wrote of God in Psalm 90 that he's the creator. He said, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. God created us for himself. And therefore, we can only find joy, hope, happiness, salvation through faith in him. Second, God is to be our constant dwelling place. If you've ever had to sort through the six-point type of a residential lease agreement, an apartment agreement, you may actually have found this very word, dwelling place. You may have noticed that the legal definition of a dwelling place is not a place where you visit or just hang your clothes or store boxes. It's a place where you actually live. And the same is true of our eternal dwelling place, the Lord. We're not in him to visit. We are there to remain. And the reason for the remaining, Jesus made very clear in that beautiful analogy of the vine and the branches. Remember, I'm the vine, you're the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from me, said Jesus, you can do nothing. Isn't it amazing how much time that people may spend in finding just the right place to live, that perfect apartment? Oh, just the right space, the right color, the right neighborhood, the right school district, the right realtor, the right title company, the right price. If we're that careful when searching for a temporary dwelling place, how desirous should we be to remain in our eternal dwelling place, the eternal Lord? And frankly, if the Lord is the only dwelling place where we can find true happiness and hope and salvation, why would we want to dwell anyplace else? Third, God is the all-sufficient dwelling place. All-sufficient. Moses said of God in Psalm 90, "From everlasting to everlasting, you are God." Everlasting. Does that sound like God may run out of something? That's why the eternal God is always there to eternally love you, to eternally provide for you and protect you, to always force even the worst circumstances in your life to serve his best purposes. What guarantee do you have that God's all-sufficiency will always be in your life? You have his word, yes, but you also in that word have the fact of his cross. The fact that Jesus Christ was willing, loved you so much that he was willing to die for your sins. And on the basis of that, Paul wrote in Romans, "If God did not spare the life of his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?" And finally, God is the establishing dwelling place. And I use that because Moses used the word himself in Psalm 90. He said, "God is the one who establishes the work of our hands." To me, that is enormously comforting to know that God will do what I can't and God will provide what I don't have. Think of this. When you share the word of God and God uses your testimony to bring someone to faith, he has established the work of your hands. When a husband and wife turn to the scriptures to repair or enrich a troubled marriage, God is establishing the work of their hands. And in a sense, that leads me back to where I began, to the loving Father who not only taught me that time flies, but that Jesus saves. My parents gave me a home, but when they led me to Christ in Scripture, they gave me an eternal dwelling place. Life is short, life is hard, said Moses, but our loving God, our dwelling place, is forever. May these realities move each one of us to pray right along with Moses, who said in Psalm 90, "Teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Amen. Our closing hymn is number 50, stanzas 1 and 2. 50, stanzas 1 and 2.